The Senate sponsor of the bill, Brad Hoylman, says he had to go to California to arrange for a surrogate in order for him and his husband to have children. And he says that shouldn't have to happen.
New Yorkers can now stay in New York rather than have to travel 3,000 miles like my husband and I did.
Senators at the news conference were joined by Bravo Channel star Andy Cohen, who lives in Hoylman's Manhattan district and who has been lobbying for the bill. Cohen also appeared at two events with Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cohen, a gay man, says when it came time for him to start a family, he was shocked to learn that gestational surrogacy is illegal in New York.
How draconian is that? So if a woman went ahead and carried a baby for a gay couple in New York, she would be committing a felony in 2019. It doesn't seem possible to me.
Cohen also traveled to California, where the practice is legal, and now has a four-month-old son. Cuomo has promised to sign the bill if the legislature approves it, and he says his Department of Health will ensure that the rights of women who choose gestational surrogacy will be protected and that they will have access to attorneys. The bill faces an uncertain future in the state assembly, and several leading Democratic women who consider themselves to be feminists oppose it. Cuomo, during a press conference in Albany, singled out the women, who include Deborah Glick, the first openly lesbian state lawmaker, Helene Weinstein, the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, and Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, past chair of the Women's Caucus.
I do not understand the assembly members who oppose this. I have respect for Assemblymember Glick and Weinstein and Dee Dee Barrett, but I just don't see the possible rationale.
Assemblywoman Glick took offense at the governor's remarks.
I find it interesting that the first woman chair of Ways and Means in this entire history of the assembly, that the woman who carried the reproductive health bill for 10 years, and the chair of the Women's Caucus were the women identified by the governor. It's an unfortunate lack of respect.
Glick says she does not believe the bill offers enough protections for women, and she says there are already thousands of children who languish in foster care who could be adopted. Other opponents include longtime women's rights activist Gloria Steinem and some religious organizations, including the Catholic Church. Dennis Paust is a spokesman for the New York State Catholic Conference, the lobby group for the church.
We see this as fundamentally something that will exploit women's bodies for the benefit largely of men.
Paust says the practice turns babies into commodities and could lead to trafficking of the women and the children. He says the practice has an uncomfortable connection to the country's legacy of slavery.
Slaves in this country were in some ways treated like chattel, right? Like almost like livestock. And that's what women will be. You know, we'll be literally mining their bodies for eggs. We'll be creating a market for rent-a-wombs. And it goes against fundamental dignity of women. And I think that's where the feminist organizations and the religious organizations find common ground.
Paust says the Catholic Church does not condone non-paid or altruistic surrogacy, which is legal in New York. But he says at least in that arrangement, there is less chance for exploitation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.